We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Eruvin. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah He. As a little introduction to the Mishnah, we say as follows. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a person who doesn't know whether he will need an Eruv on Shabbat. And even if he does need one, he doesn't know where to put it. What does that mean? For example, let's say a person heard that tax collectors are going to pursue him on Shabbat, and he wants to avoid them, he wants to escape from them. But he doesn't know if they're going to come from the east, and so he has to escape to the west. Or he doesn't know if they're going to come from the west, and he has to escape to the east. Or from both directions, right? Or it's also possible they're not going to come at all. So he doesn't know, am I going to need to travel? Do I need this Eruv or not? So what's the solution? The solution is to put two Eruvin, one to the east of his city and one to the west. Now, the only problem is a person cannot have more than one Eruv. Because you can't have the Eruv. What is the meaning of Eruv? It's like your main place of residence on Shabbat. Well, you can't have two residences on Shabbat. You can't live in two places at the same time, right? So therefore, what do? You place those two Eruvin, and then he has to make clear that it all depends on what will happen on Shabbat. Depending on what will happen on Shabbat, only one of the Eruvin will actually be the one that takes effect. So he has to make a condition, and that's what our Mishnah begins with immediately. Mishnah He begins. Matne Adam al Eruvo. A person can attach a condition to his Eruv. So he can make, regarding the case of the tax collectors, where he doesn't know where they're going to come from, so he puts two Eruvin on the east of the city and on the west. And Ve'omer, and he says the following condition. Im ba'u ovdei kochavim min ha-mizrach, Eruvi le-ma'arav. If the idolaters who are collecting taxes are going to come from the east, then I want my Eruv, to be valid, the one on the west. So my real Eruv is on the west, because that's where I'm going to escape to. Mina Ma'arav, if they're going to come from the west, Eruvi la-mizrach, then the one that I put on the east should be the valid one. Im ba'u mikan u'mikam. Now let's say, he continues the condition, and he says, let's say they will come from both directions, the east and the west. Le'makom she'ertze elech. Then I shall go to the direction that I choose on Shabbat, which means the Eruv should be, the valid Eruv should be the one that I choose. When it happens, lo ba'u lo mikan ve'lo mikan, hareni kivnei iri. If they don't come at all, he finishes off his condition and he says, if let's say they don't come, not from the east, not from the west, so then I don't want either Eruv to take effect. Rather, I should be like the people of my city who do not make an Eruv. Okay, so a person can make a t'nai on his Eruv in such a way. Now the Mishnah is going to give another example involving a person who heard that a big chacham, a gadol, let's say, is going to come to give a shi'ur outside of the tchum of his town. And he would like to hear that shi'ur, right? So he wants to make an eruv because he wants to go travel to that place where the rabbi will be. But he doesn't know where he's going to come, from the east or from the west. It's also possible that two chachamim will come, one from each direction, or it's possible they won't come at all. So again, a safek, where to put the Eruv. So once again, he puts out two Eruvin, one in each direction, and he makes the tnai, the condition as follows. Im ba chacham min ha-mizrach, Eruvin ha-mizrach. If the chacham comes to the east of my town, well, my Eruv should be, the valid one should be the one on the east. Min ha-ma'arav, Eruvin ha-ma'arav. If he comes from the west, my Eruv on the west should be the valid one. Ba lekan u'lekan, if let's say two chachamim came, one came in the east, one came to the west, le'makom she'ertze elech, then whichever one I choose on Shabbat, that should be the valid Eruv. Lo lekan ve'lo lekan, harini kivnei iri. If no chacham came, not on the east, not on the west, then no Eruv should take effect, I should be like people in my city. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in the case if you have two chachamim that arrive from two different directions, Tanakama just said before, you can choose on Shabbat which one to go to, right? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, imaya echad mehen rabbo holech etzel rabbo. If one of the two sages that came was his actual teacher, his Rebbe, then he can only go to that direction, to the direction of his Rebbe. Ve'im ayu shnehem rabotav. Only if both of them were his teachers, then we say le'makom shiyotzei yelech, he has the choice on Shabbat to choose where to go. That's Mishnah He. Mishnah Vav will talk about Yom Tov. The halachot of Tchum apply to Yom Tov as well, just as on Shabbat. And so our Mishnah is going to discuss how an Eruvei Tchumin can be made for consecutive days of Shabbat and Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov asamuch leShabbat ben milefanea o ben mileacharea. When Yom Tov falls next to Shabbat, whether before it, meaning let's say Yom Tov is on Friday, or if Yom Tov falls after Shabbat, on Sunday. So now, what do we do? Me'arev adam shene eruvin ve'omer. A person can make two eruvim in two different directions, such as, let's say, one to the east, one to the west. And he says like this, Eruvi harishon la'mizrach ve'hasheni la'ma'arav. My eruv for the first day, the eruv that I will use on the first day of the Shabbat Yom Tov combination, shall be to the east. Ve'hasheni la'ma'arav, and my eruv for the second day shall be on the west. So, the eruv for the first day takes effect during the Ben Hashmashot of the first evening, and the eruv of the second day takes effect during the Ben Hashmashot of the second evening. So, therefore, because of this, the food of the second eruv has to still be in place during the second evening, right? So he puts on the eve of the two-day chag of Shabbat and Yom Tov, he puts eruv on both sides, and he says, the eruv for the first day is on the east, and my eruv for the second day is on the west. Or the other way around. Or he could say, Harishon le'ma'arav ve'ashani la'mizrach. The eruv for the first day is on the west. The eruv for the second day is on the east. Now let's say he wants to travel outside of the Tchum on only one of the 2 days. So then he can put out a single eruv. And he says like this, Eruvi harishon ve'ashani kivne'iri. My eruv should only be for the first day. And for the second day, I shall be like the people in my city who don't need an eruv. Or he can say, eruvi hasheni, the eruv that I'm putting now should work for the second day when I want to travel. Veharishon, but on the first day, kivne iri, I'm like the people of my city. So Rabbi Eliezer is the one who is saying all this. Rabbi Eliezer holds that although Shabbat and Yom Tov are two consecutive days, still, each day is treated separately with regards to the halachot of Tchum, and therefore you can establish a different residence for each day, as we saw. However, v'chachamim omrim, chachamim argue, and they say, look, me'arev leruach achat, o eno me'arev kol ikar, right? I mean, you, Rabbi Eliezer, you agree that, let's say there was a single day of Shabbat, or a single day of Yom Tov, you agree that me'arev leruach achat, o eno me'arev kol ikar, that a person can make an eruv to one direction, or he doesn't make an eruv at all. You can't make an eruv to one direction for half of the day and make a separate eruv to a different direction for the other half of the day. Because you can only have one residence for a single day. You can't split the day into half, right? So just like you agree in a one-day scenario, well, similarly, when Shabbat and Yom Tov are consecutive, right? So according to Chachamim, they form a single 48-hour period of Kedusha. So therefore, o me'arev lishnei yamim, o eno me'arev kol ikar. It's either he makes the same eruv for both days, or he doesn't make eruv at all. You cannot make an eruv in a different direction for each separate day. No, because the 2 days are considered one unit of Kedusha. So it's either he makes the eruv for the same direction for both days, or he can't make eruv at all. And now the Chachamim, they will proceed to suggest what a person should do when making a single eruv for both days. Let's say he only wants to travel on one day, or let's say he wants to travel on one day one direction and the other direction the other day. So what should he do? Ketzad yaaseh? How should a person make an eruv for both days, Shabbat and Yom Tov, when they come together consecutively? Molicho barishon. He should bring the food of the eruv before Ben Hashmashot on the first evening. He should bring it to the desired place on the first evening, moricho barishon, umachshich alav, and he waits until it's dark, which means thereby he established his residence for the first day. Venotlo ubalo, and then after Ben Hashmashot, he should take the food and go home where he could keep it safe. Basheni, on the second evening, machshich alav veochlo, He should bring the food back to the same place and machshich alav and wait until dark, therefore re-establishing his residence for the second day. And then after bin hashmashot, ochlo, you can eat it. So now, by taking the food home after the first bin hashmashot and then bringing it back before the second, he prevents the food from being lost. And as a result, he benefits with regards to his walking, because the food will still be available for him to make a new eruv on the second day, which will allow him to walk an additional 2,000 amot in that direction. So nimtza mistaker be'arichato, he benefits regarding his walking, u'mistaker be'eruvo, and he benefits regarding the food of his eruv, because it will be available for him to eat on the second day. However, if ne'echal barishon, if let's say it was eaten or lost on the first day, and so it wasn't in place during the ben hashmashot of the second evening, eruvo larishon ve'eno eruv lasheni, his eruv is valid for the first day, but it's not valid for the second day, since it was in place only during the first ben hashmashot, not the second one, so it's effective only for the first day, not the second. Now you might be asking, well, it seems like Chachamim are contradicting themselves. Oh, now you're considering it two separate days? Well, that's what Rabbi Eliezer asks them. Amar lahem Rabbi Eliezer said to them, oh, modim atem li she'en shetei kedushot. I see that you agree with me that the 2 days, Shabbat and Yom Tov, are two separate periods of Kedusha, because you said that the Eruv that's eaten on the first day, if it's eaten on the first day, it's not valid for the second day. That means you clearly agree with me that Shabbat and Yom Tov are two separate periods of Kedusha, because if they were single period of Kedusha, then the Eruv that was put out during the first Ben Hashmashot should stay effective for both days, regardless what happens to it on the first day. So you should agree also to me that a person can establish a separate Shvitah, a separate residence, for each one of the 2 days. It's a good question that Rabbi Eliezer asks. The Gemara tells us, as the Bar Tanura brings, that really, in fact, the Chachamim were unsure. They had a safek whether the 2 days, Shabbat and Yom Tov, whether they form a single period of Kedusha or two separate. So, because of the safek, in order to satisfy both possibilities, that's why they hold that a person has to take the position of Chumrah in each situation. Since the 2 days could be a single period. So that's why they said before that a person cannot make an Eruv in one place on one day and an Eruv in a different place for the other day. But on the other hand, it's possible that the 2 days might be two separate periods. So that's why the Eruv for the first day, if it's gone after the first day, it cannot work for the second. It has to be still in place at the beginning of the second day. If not, then it's not valid for the second day. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.